Well, once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. We're going to be talking about the ministry of Apostle Paul, but first I want to give an update on what's happening here in Africa. I'm coming to you today from Kenya, and we're in the rainy season. It's raining just about every day. This is the time of what they call the short rains. It rains just about every day for 2 months. And then the long rains happen in the spring in March, April, May, June, and that rainy season lasts about 4 months. So this is the short rains, and we are doing well here. Lots of mosquitoes, but that is just part of life in Africa. That's part of living here. And so we're in the process of finishing up the pastor's house and the improvements at the children's home. We've been working on expanding the caretaker's house a little bit, adding a couple of rooms to the caretaker's house. And we're just waiting for the COVID restrictions to be relaxed and be removed here in Kenya, although I don't see that happening anytime soon. I believe they'll be in place, most of them, until a vaccine comes. But there are no crusades as of now in Kenya. Travel is a bit restricted still. And so we have children back in public school, and we also have our own school at the children's home with 20 children now in the children's home school. And we have 3 going down at the public school at Mione. And so this is the situation for schooling. The plan from the country is to have the children all go back to public school as soon as the public schools are fully open, but they just have 2 classes now, grade 8 and grade 4, that are actually back in school, and all the rest, the children are still out waiting for the restrictions to be relaxed. So that is the situation here. We appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your provision and your support. So now let's get into the message for today. We're looking at the Apostle Paul's ministry, and it is an exciting ministry. It's one that we all, in a way, all Christians envy, because he was such a bold man. He was such a gospel warrior, and there was no place or no situation that Paul didn't want to jump into for the gospel. And so we need to take a message and a page from that book for our own life, and just be fearless in spreading the gospel, fearless in preaching about Jesus. And of course, we know eventually Paul was killed. He was persecuted and put in a prison in Rome, and then he was killed while he was in that prison. And so he gave his life up for the spread of the gospel. And that is about as great a testimony as anyone can have, is to give up your life for Jesus and go to your heavenly reward, knowing that you gave your all for your Lord and Savior. Well, in Acts chapter 19, in verse 11, we see here a bit of the ministry of Paul. It says, "Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them." And so the anointing on the Apostle Paul was so strong that when he prayed over a handkerchief or prayed over an apron, that when those items were taken to the sick, that they drove out the evil spirits and healed those who were sick. And so we know that the anointing can be transferred. It is transferable. It was transferred from Elijah to Elisha through the mantle that was on Elijah. And so we know that the anointing on a person, it wasn't Paul who had the power. It wasn't Paul's power that healed the people from their sickness. It was the power of God. But God was using Paul as a vessel to carry that power. And so we know that we have earthly ministers here. We have earthly pastors and earthly evangelists that carry a strong anointing. But understand this, beloved, don't worship a man. Never bow to a man. It is not that man's power. He has received that power from the Lord God, from Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And so we don't bow to a person. It is not their power. That anointing can go away if they fall out of faith or if they become disobedient to the Lord Jesus. That power can go away just as easily as it came. Well, in verse 13, it says, some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Well, this is a very interesting passage of scripture. What we have here is some unbelievers. They were Jewish. They weren't born again Christian. And they were exorcists. They were casting demons out of people by some kind of ritual or some kind of program. They were casting demons out of people. And they decided to try to invoke the name of Jesus or to call upon the name of Jesus. And the only way they knew to do it was by saying, we're going to invoke the name of this Jesus whom Paul preaches. And so I want to just focus on this passage of scripture a little bit and say this, that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, don't try to use his name as if you are rubbing a genie bottle and trying to call on a genie to come out and do some work for you. It isn't like that. The name of Jesus isn't just a badge that you can put in the drawer and then pull it out and put it on your chest and say, I'm now a Jesus follower, or I'm now a Jesus soldier or warrior, because Jesus, it is a personal relationship, and that is one thing these Jewish exorcists did not understand. It is a personal relationship with the Son of God. It is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the one who was sent to deliver us from our sins, the one who was sent to destroy the works of the devil. And so don't get yourself in some kind of a situation where you desperately need a genie to come out and help you through some desperate situation, because that is not what Jesus is. He's not a genie that you can rub the bottle and he appears and say, Master, what can I do for you? The only way that you can use the name of Jesus is if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have the Holy Spirit of the living God in you, and that Holy Spirit then becomes the intermediary between you and Father God and Jesus, and also that Holy Spirit abides in you, and that's where the power of God comes to you to cast out demons and to heal the sick and to raise the dead and all those things. 1 John 4:4, it says, you are of God. This is the Apostle John speaking here. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than the little he, or the devil, who is in the world. In other words, when you have the Spirit of the living God, when you have the Holy Spirit abiding in you, greater is that he who is in you than that little devil that is in the world. And these Jewish exorcists did not understand this, and so they were dabbling in territory, or they were treading in territory that was going to get them in a bad situation. And certainly, as we read on in this passage of scripture, this is what happened to these exorcists. In verse 14, it says, there were 7 sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did this. In other words, these 7 sons of Sceva were doing exorcism over people with evil spirits. And so in verse 15, it says, the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? In other words, the evil spirit was questioning these 7 sons of Sceva, saying, who are you? What authority do you have to call upon the name of Jesus? What authority do you have to invoke the name of Paul when you don't know who he preaches or what he preaches? And so they were just trying to leverage the name of Paul and leveraged the name of Jesus, and it was not working for them. Well, here was the outcome of that situation. Verse 16. Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped upon them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Well, the man who had the evil spirits in that situation, he was definitely more powerful. It was similar to a boxing match, I guess you would say. The exorcist who did not know Jesus and were trying to invoke the name of Paul, they got their defeat from the hands of the man with the evil spirit. And so they got beat and stripped, and they ran out of the house wounded and naked. Well, beloved, when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not have that problem. You will not have that situation. You can cast out demons because the demons know Jesus Christ. The demons know who he is, and they understand his power, and so they have total respect for that power that is in you through Jesus Christ. I'm going to refer here to Mark chapter 5. This is a situation where Jesus encountered the man out in the tombs, and his name was Legion. He was living out in the tombs. He was gashing himself with stones. He was unruly and unable to be disciplined, unable to be civilized. And so in verse 6, it says that this man, Jesus, went out to him, and it says, when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him. And he, the demon-possessed man, Legion, he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." So we see here in verse 7 that this man who was demon possessed, he knew Jesus from the first that he saw him. He knew him. He said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" He knew who he was. He knew his name. He knew he was the Son of God. And he said, "Do not torment me." So he was in a position of fear of Jesus Christ. He feared his power because he knew Jesus Christ could cast demons out of this man, Legion. These were the demons that were speaking in this man, Legion. And Jesus said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And then the demon-possessed man, Legion, he begged Jesus earnestly that Jesus would not send them out of the country. Well, we know in reading the rest of that story that Jesus cast the demons out of this man, Legion, and he sent those demons into a herd of swine that was in the area there. There was 2,000 swine grazing in that area, and the demons didn't want to leave that countryside. They didn't want to leave that area because they are territorial. And so Jesus cast them into that herd of the swine, and the whole herd of swine went dashing down the cliff and into the sea, and 2,000 pigs drowned immediately after Jesus cast the demons into them. And so the point I want to make here, though, is that when the demons encountered Jesus, they knew who he was, and they knew his name, they knew his position, that he was the Son of the Most High God. And the reason they knew that is because these demons used to be angels in heaven. These demons resided in heaven. There was a rebellion in heaven ages ago, and a third of the angels, it tells us in the book of Revelation, a third of the angels fell down out of heaven with their leader, Satan, Lucifer, the shining one. These angels fell down out of heaven. They left their proper abode, and they chose to rebel against God, and they fell down out of heaven, and a third of all the angels that were in heaven now were sent to earth to operate on earth, and they continued their rebellion on earth. And they're still rebelling to this day. And this is the battle that we have with the demons. These are the demons that were in this man Legion. This is the battle that we have on a daily basis, the battle of lust and lying and stealing and cheating and deception and all the sexual perversion and sexual immorality. All of this rebellious behavior is caused by these demons who fell from heaven, and they are wreaking havoc upon the earth, upon the people of the earth at this very time. Well, they didn't stand up to Jesus. When Jesus encountered this man, he said, "Come out of this man, you unclean spirit." And the spirit came out immediately and went into the pigs. And so it is a lesson for us that when you know Jesus Christ, you can cast demons, you can speak over people and speak the blessings of God over people, and you can tell people the power of Jesus Christ and show people the power of Jesus Christ. But it is not your power, but beloved, the demons cannot stand up to you. They cannot stand up to Jesus. And so know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Well, this all speaks about a battle that we are in every single day. And every single day we have to encounter the spirit realm. We have to encounter the demons that are swirling around us, those demons that have been sent to target us. And so this battle goes on day in and day out. And so you need to prepare yourself to engage demons in this battle. Well, the Apostle Paul had many, many instructions about this battle, and he takes it up here in Ephesians chapter 6, probably the most extensive study of spiritual warfare in the whole Bible, or one of the most extensive. He talks about it in detail. Chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Well, what Paul is illuminating here or detailing is the hierarchy of the demonic realm, or the chain of authority in the demonic realm. He says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. In other words, our battle isn't against other people, their flesh and blood, but it's against the spirits that control their behavior, the spirits that possess them, the spirits that cause them to lie, to murder, to hate, to steal. And so he says we have principalities. Those are demonic powers over whole regions, over whole nations, over whole countries. And we have powers. Those are demonic powers over cities or communities or regions of those countries. And we have the rulers of darkness of this age. Those are more powerful, the hierarchy, more powerful demons of the hierarchy. And then we have the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And so some of these demons actually operate in the heavenly places, not in the highest heaven where God operates, but they operate in other lower parts of heaven. And so they have authority to move around. God gives them the freedom to move around. God gives them the freedom to track families. God gives them the freedom to track nations and to establish demonic authority over nations. And Jesus said that the devil is the ruler of the world. And he said, "Never mind, I have overcome the world." And so if you want to overcome the demons in your life, if the demons are having sway over you in your life and controlling your behavior, maybe you're addicted to drugs, maybe you can't stop cussing, or maybe you can't stop lying or stealing or whatever it is that the demons are causing you to do, understand this, that the devil is the ruler of the world. But when you look to the devil, when you turn your life over to the devil, he is going to take authority over your life. He's going to control your behavior. You're going to be doing things you don't want to do. you have no desire to do, but you're not going to be able to stop yourself because you don't have the power. Willpower alone will not keep you from doing the things you don't want to do. And the only way you're going to break that curse off of your life is you have to pray for Jesus Christ to come into your heart, pray the blood of Jesus all over you to break every chain of rebellion, break every chain of disobedience, of witchcraft, of lying and stealing and murder and hate off of you. And beloved, when you come to know Jesus Christ, then you will be victorious in the battle that you're fighting. And those addictions, those problems, those behaviors that you don't like, that you can't control, they will just fade away and they will not control you, because the power of God, greater is He that is in you than that little he who is in the world. Well, Paul goes on to say there in verse 13, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Beloved, we are in the evil day. We are in the evil day. It is here now, and it's going to get a lot more evil than it is right now. You think it's crazy now, there's going to be craziness on national levels. I mean, nations against nations, evil nations against good nations, evil states against good states in the United States. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace, I came to bring a sword. And there will be mother against daughter and father against son and all of that. And there's also going to be states in the United States that are basically demonically controlled, evil states. And they're going to come against those, the states who have submitted their leadership to the Lord Jesus Christ. You're already seeing it happen. There's a separation in the political realm. There's a separation in the spiritual realm over the states of the United States, over some leaders. And you're seeing it more clearly now than ever before. Lightness is separating from darkness. And you're going to see great separation, even greater separation, in the days ahead, in the times that are coming, the end times, as we go to the end of this age. Well, I'm going to close today with a scripture from the last chapter of Mark, Mark chapter 16. This is Jesus giving instructions to the disciples as he was getting ready to leave the earth, as he was getting ready to go to his heavenly home. This is after the resurrection. He met with them and he said in verse 15, Mark chapter 16, verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Verse 17, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Well, beloved, it says that the followers of Jesus are going to be able to cast out demons. We're going to speak with new tongues. And that nothing will harm us. And we can lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. Well, beloved, that should be what you're doing. If you're a believer, if you know Jesus Christ, that should be your marching orders for today and for the rest of the days. That should be your charge. And so go in the power of Jesus, go into all the earth, go into all the nations, preaching and teaching and baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, I hope you enjoyed this message today. We're going to be looking at more of the Apostle Paul's ministry next week. I pray for the election coming up this week. Get out and vote and do your civic duty and pray about wisdom. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom as you vote. And we pray for this great nation, the United States of America. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. We invite you to support us and pray for us. We invite you to sit down and write us out a note. Let us know you're listening, what you'd like to hear, what you enjoy about these broadcasts. Give us a check of support, and we thank the Lord for that. Stay tuned for contact information. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.